Welcome to the first ever episode of Existential Crisis with Max, and Emily is not here to join us for this episode, sadly. But today we're going to be talking about fears and my biggest fear. So, my biggest fear is death. The main part of it for that is, what comes after death? Like, life is not a video game. You're not going to respawn. But also, when you die, your brain doesn't have any oxygen. And your heart stops. So you're not just laying there with your eyes closed. But since your brain's got no oxygen whatsoever, you wouldn't even have any awareness of the fact that you were dead. And like, what happens after you die? Is there heaven and hell, and which are we going to? Is there reincarnation? Like, what happens? The fact we don't know what happens until we die is what scares me the most. So, like, and then, this is from a conversation with Emily. She said, damn, heaven and hell aren't a thing. If they were, we'd be going to hell. Facts. Ghosts and spirits. I said, still scary as F. True, I'm typing with my left hand, so I'm gonna be slow. And then I said, like, I'm down to be a ghost, but I mean, like, if you were a ghost, you would know that you died and left everybody and everything you loved behind. And if heaven and hell aren't real, then what kind of ghost would I be? Why am I a ghost? Life can't be self-run. It's a well-operated machine with workers dying every instant. The fact that when we die, I imagine we see nothing and everything. And it will be a blissful sensation. Of freedom. And also, if hell was real and you got tortured for all eternity, you'd eventually adapt and you wouldn't even feel it, as all your nerve endings would be completely numb due to being, well, you know, dead. But you wouldn't be able to feel anything. And if heaven was real, is it personal? Like, where all your family was there? What if they had a separate heaven and to them, you exist, but it's really just a simulation of all your properties and personalities during your time on Earth? And mostly I've accepted death for what it is, and the fact that I should live out my life not being scared or worried. Plus, like, when one of my relatives dies, I'm just going to try and contact them somehow and ask them shit. Because once, they seriously said, when they were in hospital, that they saw God and said, and I quote, "For fuck's sake, take me or leave me, but I'm sick of this shit." A man, faced with his own mortality, says to an immortal being, "For fuck's sake, take me or leave me, I'm sick of this shit." And then he was back in the hospital. Also, one of my other, like, sub-fears, if that makes sense, falling down a never-ending hole and thinking there's always gonna be a bottom. At some point, at bottom at some point. And just non-stop falling, and falling, and falling until you die. Now, and then, this is Emily's part. I honestly can't wait for death. I'm excited. There are days where I'm like, oh, I wish to cease to exist. Not to die, but there's a difference. But I agree with that whole sense of freedom and bliss and shit, and being cut from all of life's ties. But at the same time, how will I know if I'm feeling this if my brain is like, nah, fuck this shit, I'm out. And that's why death excites me. I want to see what happens, if it's nothing or something. And how can a soul going from being something somewhere in someone to being nothing? You know we can't imagine nothing because we don't know what nothing is. So we can't be prepared for the quote-unquote nothingness that is death. And then I said, but yeah, if your brains are like, fuck you and die, then how do we even feel dead? And then I said we need to start a podcast about this shit. And so yeah, I understand that this is a shitty episode, but I'm also just reading this from a conversation. This is just the first episode, you know? I still don't have everything figured out. I still don't know what I'm actually doing. So, yeah, thank you for listening to all of my absolute bullshit rambling about death and why dying scares me, but thank you. Thank you for remembering that. Thank you for listening. Love you all. Bye.